I'm amazed when people open up their homes to do this. What does it take to get someone to do that?
Well, it is really for us the hardest part of the entire tour because we like to keep the tour on one individual road or street in the neighborhood because it's easier for the guests. So we start pecking away at who's willing to do it. And believe it or not, the benefit to our neighborhood from the tour allows us to, you know, contribute to other issues, other historic issues in our neighborhood, and preserve our historic street signs. So there's a motive for our homeowners, but it's fun. It's my favorite day in the neighborhood, personally.
I would think it would be. And what is the date and time for the tour?
The tour this year is Sunday, December 3rd. It's the first Sunday of the month, which fortunately coincides with Hyde Park Village's outside market that day. So we have huge numbers of people in the neighborhood, and they can go there and have lunch, shop, and then just walk a couple blocks to the tour.
Oh, that is convenient. I like that. Everybody will have those little canvas wagons out. It'll be perfect.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So what street is featured this year?
It's an interesting tour this year. It is going to showcase five bungalows along Fielding Avenue. And secondly, at the end of Fielding is, believe it or not, a very old historic building called the Hyde Park Arts Center, which used to be part of Gorey Elementary, which is our historic elementary school in the neighborhood. And it was this little arts center was the first place in the county where they served hot lunches back in the early 1900s for a nickel a lunch. And so it has a lot of history, and they're going to be joining us. So it'll be Fielding Avenue. We have one additional treat this year, which is unusual, is as the guests turn the corner on Bayshore Boulevard, we have a large home that is newly built to look old to meet all the architecture guidelines standards. So it's going to be a Bayshore front property that's newly built to the historic standards. So it'll be a fun tour.
Oh, that sure will. I love when they incorporate something new, but make it look a part of the neighborhood. And I've always thought that's the way it should be when you're working with historic standards.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how did you get involved with this?
Well, I raised my hand at a meeting one night years and years ago. But my co-chair, Elizabeth Christenberry, and I have probably chaired the tour now for 6 or 7 years, but it's been going on for 14-plus years. It was originally started by Mary Esther Parker, one of our longest residents. And she and her husband, Bud, bought their home in our neighborhood 40-plus years ago when the banks would not even lend money to homeowners because the neighborhood itself was in such disrepair. So she is the driving force behind this. Many years ago, she started it.
It's hard to imagine any of Hyde Park being in disrepair. It's just so lovely.
No, it was well before my time, and I've had the good fortune of just taking these homes on to take great care of them and just pass them to the next homeowner. That's all we do.
Aww. Now, if someone wants to get tickets, and do you have to buy the tickets in advance for this?
Oh, absolutely not. If people just head to Hyde Park Village, Swan Avenue, of course, is the thoroughfare through all of the shops, and we will have lots of signage up. They can come the day of the event. Approximately 12:30 will open the ticket table, which there will be signs down on Fielding off of Swan, or they can absolutely purchase in advance. It's a $5 savings to purchase in advance if they would like to. $20 in advance, $25 day of.
And to get those tickets in advance, where do they go?
You're going to go to Old Hyde Park FL. One word again, it's Old Hyde Park FL.org, and there will be a button that says click here for home tour.
Well, you're making it way too easy for us.
We just want everyone to please come join us and enjoy not only our beautiful neighborhood and our neighbors who put their homes forward to take a peek at, but also to enjoy the beautiful Hyde Park Village that has been so renovated in the last few years. We're thankful for that renovation as well.
It is beautiful, and we're counting on good weather for it. If I can arrange that for
Absolutely.
You, I'll do my best.
Well, it's rain or shine, so we'll be out with umbrellas and boots, so anyone can come and enjoy a few moments and looking at the homes that these, you know, lovely folks have been willing to present to us.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're looking forward to the tour. And again, that's December 3rd, and we'll have all the links up on the website. And Fairleigh Chandra, thank you so much for your time. We're looking forward to this.